Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, spiritual teacher, rebel, shamanic priestess, catalyst, Hayoka Mirror, and mystic. This podcast is here to bring through a new wave of consciousness, a new way of perceiving the world around us, a new way of exploring spirituality as I seek to revolutionize current spiritual teachings and blast a hole in bullshit. I'm a futurist, a spiritual rebel, a revolutionary and misfit entrepreneur, a leader in my own right, here to revolutionize the world around us through the higher consciousness I channel. This podcast is here to awaken you, to activate you, to serve as a catalyst for your own higher consciousness and spiritual growth, to transform you at the root as I awaken your fire. This podcast focuses on spirituality, multidimensionality, entrepreneurship and mysticism, but with a different stance, for I do not follow the crowds. I forge my own path as I merge the ancient teachings of old with newer and unparalleled ways of thinking, merging ancient esotericism and mysticism with higher dimensional consciousness. I am a thought leader, a leader of consciousness, a multidimensional time traveler and cosmic witch, a visionary. I bring to you a new way of tapping into your own power within to catapult you forwards in life, business, spirituality, and relationships. I am blunt, direct, zero sugarcoating. I tell it as it is, for my truth is a kind of truth that pierces through illusion. This podcast is here to dispel illusion, to unmask what is around us, to activate your own truth, to provide you with the opportunity to discover who you truly are as I unveil what is hidden within and activate you at the very core in order to set you free and expand who you are. I don't fuck around with the truth, for truth is my wisdom. As a Hayoka mirror, I trigger the shadow within, bringing it to the surface to be seen and heard and alchemized into your power, shining a light into the darkness to bring it to the light. Shadow, darkness, mysticism, energetics, and magic are my playground. I am here to awaken and activate you at the root, transforming you from the inside out by creating massive expansion and freedom in your life. I am a visionary after all. Welcome to my temple. Welcome to the home of evolved consciousness. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Temple of Mysticism podcast with Leanne Juliet. So for those of you that are returning listeners, thank you very much for coming back. You'll notice that I've changed the name. So my podcast used to be called, this is only going to be a quick episode. My podcast used to be called the Awakened Rebels podcast. And obviously I came up with the name Awakened Rebels, which I still love, but it's not me anymore. And that's what I just wanted to talk about quickly on this episode, is that it's okay to transition from where you once were to where you are now. Like, I'm all about transformation. I'm all about like acting on transformation, following your intuition, and really leaning into the next level version of yourself. And oftentimes, as we grow, we have to release things from ourselves and shed that skin, like a snake shedding its skin. You have to release it. So I was feeling for a while that I wanted to rebrand my business from simply Leanne Juliet, so my website was leannejuliet.com, to something that's more encompassing with what I'm here to do in this world, like what I'm here to do in this lifetime as the person that I am now, as a spiritual catalyst, as the priestess, as a visionary, as a mystic, as the oracle. Even though that was a part of my website before, I'd been feeling for months now just this desire to change the name of my business, to have like an umbrella brand that really encompassed everything that I'm about, such as, you know, mysticism, which is like all of me, really. And I think sometimes like you can get scared of change. Like, I'm here for fucking change completely, and that's what I advocate with everybody that I work with, all of those that I speak to. It can be very easy to hold on to the past, to hold on to old energy, to hold on to who you once were. I'm not necessarily related to business, or like if you're branding your business or whatever, but even like relationships or the part of yourself like that has progressed from who you were as a child or a young adult to moving forward in your life. It can be very easy to hold on to those aspects of yourself because they offer you some comfort, they offer you familiarity, they offer you something that feels safe and feel familiar, which is why people stay in shit relationships, which is why people stay in shit jobs and don't pursue another job that, like, or, you know, changing career or starting a business, which is why people stay with, like, crappy beliefs and mindset that they're basing everything on the past self instead of moving forwards, which is why people don't take risks and everything. Like, you have to, as you're transitioning, as you're growing, again, going back to the snake sheds its skin. I don't know how many times a year or whatever, but it's repeatedly shedding its skin. Maybe, like, I don't know, I need to Google that. But the snake always sheds its skin, always. It grows, it sheds the skin, and it develops a new skin. The snake doesn't sit and mourn over its old skin, like, fuck me, the skin's gone, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to grieve about that. Oh, no, I can't let this skin go. Oh, shit, I can feel this new skin coming through, but which means I need to leave the past skin behind. Do you know what I mean? The snake doesn't give a fuck. It just lets go of the skin and moves on and leaves the old skin behind. And that's the thing with growth. Like, you have to be prepared to let the past go, let the old version of you go, because that version of you isn't current you and isn't future you. And this is the thing, like, when you tap into, like, multidimensionality and multidimensional timelines and the energy of what's available with, like, parallel realities and everything, is that just because that was you then doesn't make that you now. And that's something that I've really had to come to terms with in my life and in business and relationships and everything like that, is that, especially my business, really, is that basing your current and future successes on your past successes and past failings and everything, because, you know, you have to jump through a lot of hoops in order to achieve things. You know, a basketballer doesn't just suddenly learn how to, like, play basketball. You have to repeatedly learn and learn and learn and practice and practice and practice, making failings and everything. And that's the thing, like, when you're prepared to let go, like, and you're prepared to be in the energy of who you are now and not base your future on the past, it shifts everything. And that can relate to your business, it can relate to your life, it can relate to your mindset, it can relate to relationships, it can relate to your health, your body, your mind, whatever. Like, if you're somebody who has had an issue with binge eating in the past, I used to be bulimic in my early 20s, and I've always had, like, an issue around, like, eating and overeating and binging and bulimia and everything in the past, and even more so currently, like, when I feel emotionally unstable, like, I reach for a lot of chocolate. But just because that was me then doesn't make that me now. And that's something that I've had to really get my head around. The same with my business, is that just because I've made mistakes in the past, I've tried things out that didn't work, I've launched things that just got a big flat fucking zero, or I've worked with people who didn't light me up, that doesn't mean to say that that is the basis for my future business. That's just, you have to kiss a lot of toads, don't you, to find your prince, really. So you have to go through the motions of shedding that skin and moving forwards in whatever it is that's coming up for you right now, whether that is in your relationships or it is in your life or your business or your spiritual journey, is being okay with letting go of the past. And, like, when I started my business, I had the name Awaken Rebels, which I still like it, but it's not me anymore. Like, I have transitioned. I'm the queen of fucking revolutionary transformation. I'm constantly shifting, constantly evolving and shifting. And that version of me isn't who I am now. Like, I've evolved to the next level version of me, like the higher dimensional version of myself from who I was, like, a couple of years ago. So, which is why I felt that I needed to get rid of the name and bring it more under the guise of the temple of mysticism, which is really where I'm heading with all of my work and what I do in terms of the courses I'm creating, the content I put out there, the videos I'm creating, the podcasts, what I'm talking about, the one-to-one work, the groups, programs, everything is all encompassing the act of mysticism and really honoring the priestess energy that is so like deep within me, which is why I had to like rebrand. And it felt very freeing. It felt very freeing to have that name come through to me for the Temple of Mysticism, that I knew that I had to change everything and let go. So like I've bought the domain. Funny story on that, like I proper love like rituals, I love like energy, I do everything that I do, every bit of work that I put out into the world is based on the energy of something, energy of numbers, energy of planets, everything like that. So I actually bought my new domain name on the day that there was I ran a birth chart. So if you don't know what that is, obviously we all have our birth chart, depending on the day, the date, the time and location of where we were born. So I do that for my business. If it's a course or program that I'm putting out there, or like buying a new domain, I give it a birthday and a time and everything, and I figure out the energies that I want. It's like, I love it. It's everything like I do with my work is based around that. So I'd actually bought the domain name. I knew that I wanted to buy it on the day that Jupiter and Pluto were coming into a major conjunction together. And I bought it at the exact time, at 6:46 a.m., at the exact moment on the 30th of June when the conjunction happened. And the chart is fucking awesome. Like the energies for the ruling planets and everything like that. And I knew that I wanted to change. And change is like, is about evolving, and transformation is about evolving. So wherever you're at right now of your life, if there's something that feels heavy, if it feels like it's weighing you down, then let that shit go. Like move on. If it's a client that you're working with who just doesn't appeal to you anymore, or a type of program or service, product, whatever that you're offering your business that doesn't speak to you anymore, let it go. Create the space, create the energetic space for something new to come in. If it's a relationship, whether with a lover or with a friend or sibling or parent or something, if something isn't serving you right now, then let it go. If it's part of your life, if it's like with me with the eating and the binging habits that I've had in the past, whatever it is, let it go. Because in order to evolve, you have to free the energy in order to evolve. So that was, I said it's going to be quick, but you know me, I do like to talk. But that was why I changed the name, which is why I'm feeling more excited with this whole rebranding of the Temple of Mysticism. So you can check it out and what I'm offering at templeofmysticism.com. And thank you so much for supporting the podcast, and I will chat to you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com. Or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.